The characteristics of an entrepreneur, be it a social entrepreneur or a for-profit, more classic entrepreneur, are extraordinarily similar. In fact, people often ask, how do you spend time with large companies like and entrepreneurs like Michael Dell or the Walton family? The next day, Mark and I are headed to Menlo Park and spending time with 21-year-old and 22-year-old entrepreneurs at Facebook. The similarities are striking. There is a secret sauce, be that entrepreneur in the halls of Stanford University or in Greater Beijing, Bangalore, whether that entrepreneur is trying to develop the great next mobile social application that will scale, or trying to reinvent education, as many are, where there are no stock options, there is no stock, but there are 30 passionate engineers and developers at Khan Academy who are as competent, committed as any entrepreneurs in the world. So what we try to do is probably look at about 25,000 or so plans a year. Personally, for every 10 for-profit entrepreneurial plans I look at, I promised myself 5 years ago, for every 10, I would look at one social entrepreneurship business plan. And those plans range from trying to reinvent curriculum that can be delivered to master's engineers around the world, to hopefully a wonderful new startup that three kids in a Harvard dorm room are putting together that are for profit. What I'd emphasize, the enduring characteristics of coachability, empowerment, entrepreneurs thinking about, is the prosperity that may develop legitimately shared? Does the company scale? These are all the characteristics that at least we see around the world in the very best social entrepreneurs, the very best venture philanthropists, the very best venture capitalists, and the very best for-profit entrepreneurs. The similarities are rather striking.